Okay, here we go. So get yourself nice and relaxed. Laying down's best, but it really doesn't matter if you're seated. So long as you're comfortable, that's all that matters in this piece. Getting the body comfortable is allowing the body kind of to get out of the picture. And the same with the mind. Some of the stuff I'm just about to say to you now helps us quieten the mind a little bit. The mind can be an observer, but really you want to be the focus now is in your soul. We're really wanting you to move beyond the 3D mind to your more universal soulic type mind. And so, but your physical mind and ego can still be there just observing on the side. It's a part of us, irrespective. Okay, so take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe in, draw some beautiful bright light into yourself. This light can be yellow, pink, white, can be rainbow. As you bring this beautiful light in, allow this light to come in, nourish your physical body, nourish your light bodies. Remember, there's no shortage of light in the universe. It primarily is light. The physical piece is actually a very small piece. So as you bring the light in as a divine being, you can bring it in and expand the light. And as you expand the light out, so you become even more radiant. And as you breathe out, any busyness of the mind, got to do this today, or the lack, or the fear, any of that kind of stuff, let it go out with the out breath. And as it gets further away, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And then take another nice deep breath in. As you breathe in, draw some more beautiful bright light into you. As you bring this light in, just feel the expansiveness of you. Let that light shine out. Let it be way bigger than your physical body. So that remember, as we're dealing in the light realms, there really is no limitation. So bring in some more light. Allow this light to be you and expand your radiance out. And as you expand your radiance, you start to become more clearly aware of the light aspect and the non-physical aspect, and the physical part just starts to get a bit blurry. And again, as you breathe out, let any of the worries, concerns, less than, just go out and get smaller and smaller. Take a nice deep breath in again, bring in some more bright light, allow yourself to feel lighter. And as you breathe out, just bring your awareness down to your heart. As you feel into your heart, just start to feel the wonderfulness of you, the purity of your soul essence. And let your heart kind of be your eyes, ears, mouth, brain, because your heart is your brain as well. And just let that be the central piece now of your focus as you just rest in your awareness of your heart. And as you do so, just as I'm about to start doing the first universal sphere, just feel into the wonderfulness of you. Allow your focus to be resting in your heart. And as you just feel into that, I'm just going to be quiet for a few minutes as I'm creating this first sphere. And as the sphere is forming, bring your attention to whether you understand this or not, it really doesn't matter. Bring your attention to the perfect universal resonance. This is a vibration that literally is the perfection of all that is, everything we know, everything we don't know, through all time, space, and dimension. So one would say it's like the multidimensional galactic version of Mother Nature. When we go out in nature, we can feel how wonderful it feels, how she balances us, how she restores us. So what we're playing with now is that and more. We're moving into the Mother Nature of all of creation. And as you just bring your awareness to it, this vibration increases. It's always around you. But as this level increases, what's happening is your body's starting to entrain now to this vibration. And as you feel this, you may begin to sense your breathing just becomes calmer, slower, more even, more relaxed. This is the place where, like I showed you earlier, that image with the chakras all lining up. This is what's happening here now. As you're being immersed in this perfection of all that is, your body starts to move to this greater level of perfection. So you're not just your seven chakras, all of your chakras line up, become more balanced, as your body is really entraining to this greater level of perfection of all that is. And the mind's not necessarily going to understand this, but you'll feel the shift within your body. We really are moving to a feeling space. As you begin to open up to and operate in the unified field, the field of infinite possibilities, we can bring in solution energy. So we're starting to transcend the limitation of the 3D construct. We're moving above that. We're transcending it, but we're still in our physical form, so we can bring in a greater level of unlimitedlessness, new experiences, new solutions. Literally, more happy, less sad, one would say. And as you allow yourself to continue to entrain to this perfection of all that is, this first universal sphere, again, I've been guided to do this first one again for our worthiness, as we embody a greater level of worthiness. So the manifestation of all these things that you desire becomes so much easier. The worthiness can be something that slows down, has an impact on that which you're desiring. So let's increase this, because the truth is that you really are worthy. So as this first universal sphere just starts to reach your physical form and starts to just begin to dissolve into you, you may notice, especially around your heart type area, but you may notice it in other parts of your body, a subtle shift in the vibration of you. It's like a slight uplift. It's just this buffet of high vibrational choices is being offered up to your soul. Your consciousness is being raised. And so you start to feel this as a subtle uplift in your vibration. And from this place, allow yourself, literally, if you can imagine, reaching out with your finger, or better still, with your heart, and touching this night sky, or reaching out and feeling your connection with the universe, open that connection up. And as you reach out and feel, connect with the universe, notice that this feels completely normal, completely natural, because you are one with the universe. Your higher selves are already there. So invite in your higher selves, invite in their wisdom, their perspective as you now begin to continue your journey of reconnecting into the wholeness of you, your multidimensionality. And as you invite in your awareness of your higher selves, notice and feel that this connection with the universe is completely normal, completely natural. This is you remembering your connection with the universe. Whether you understand that or not at this point in time is perfectly fine, but it feels okay. This is you remembering this connection. Welcome home. And from this place of your greater connectedness with the universe, you may even feel like you're floating in the universe. Just give a few moments thought now on your worthiness. Invite in the perspective from your higher selves. And as you do so, notice again another subtle shift in your awareness. You are perfectly worthy of all that you desire. So just simply say out loud as best, or you can say it to yourself, I am worthy of all that I desire. And notice as you say this, you can again feel another level of uplifting, expansion. You could feel slightly lighter, slightly happier. You could feel energetically larger. You can feel more confidence. You feel more expansiveness of you. So I'm just giving a few suggestions. You are worthy of all that you desire because you are a divine being. You are a part of the universe. You are part of creation, and you are a divine manifester. So you are meant to manifest all that you desire. So we'll just say this once again. I am worthy of all that I desire. And take a few moments after these universal spheres to write this little message down if you haven't already done so, and put it around your home so that you can see it several times throughout the day to remind you, and just reconnect to this vibration of you right here, right now, and feel and embody your worthiness. I am worthy of all that I desire. And as you just steep in that realization, embodying your worthiness, feel and embody that vibration of you, which has always been there. I'm going to start doing the second universal sphere. And just literally soak it in. The expansiveness of you and your worthiness. And again, as the second universal sphere is forming, you're immersed in the perfect universal resonance, the perfection of all that is. Again, as you bring your attention to this, you may sense and feel yourself to just dropping into a slightly another deeper level of relaxation, but still awareness and clarity at the same time. You may sense and feel your breathing become a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more even. And now from this place, as per our earlier discussions, this second universal sphere starts to dissolve down into your physical form. And as it dissolves into you, you feel this, just this shift in the vibration of you. It's a slight raising of the vibration. It's a raising of your consciousness. It's your soul is offered this new buffet of high vibrational choices. And as this sphere continues to dissolve all through your physical form, right from the tip of your head all the way down to the tip of your toes, and everywhere else in your physical form, you may sense and feel this very gentle flow, this vibration. And then the universal sphere continues to expand out into your aura, your energy space, helping raise your consciousness and remove anything that's not aligned with your highest potential and that which you're beginning to shift your focus to. So let's start to, as we talked earlier, whatever it is that you desire, simply start to live the experience. Look beyond the form and move to the experience and live that experience like it's already happened this morning, yesterday, in its ideal form. Give no conscious energy to any of the, one would say, the negative or the problems. Just live the ideal end result. Allow yourself to experience this. It's already happened. Live it, love it. And as you are in this experience, the universal sphere is expanding out, connecting you with the unified field, the field of infinite possibilities, in an even greater way than you were before. It's bringing in new solutions to bring about the manifestation of that which you're living right here, right now, this new experience that you're desiring. Anything in your energy field, consciousness, subconsciousness, unconsciousness that's not aligned with that is literally being dissolved. You're moving as a divine being. You're focusing on that which you desire. And you're manifesting it. And so it is. Feel those higher vibrations of gratitude, love, joy, as you include them in this experience, so that makes you even more powerful as this divine creator, manifester. And the universal sphere continues to expand out into all possibilities within the unified field to bring about that which you desire. And as you continue to live this, I'm going to start the third universal sphere. If anyone needs to go with our timing, feel free to just gently come back and jump out and get on with your day. Otherwise, stay with us. The greater you are in this space, the greater remembering of your universal being there is. So as this third universal sphere is being formed, again, immersed in the perfection of all that is, just Bring your awareness to this and literally soak it up. Be in that place of allowing, as you allow your body in the physical light and energy forms to entrain to this vibration, allow itself to move to that greater level of your Adam Kadmon, your perfect blueprint. And in this more balanced state, so it can heal itself. It's easier for it to do its job in this greater balanced state. And you saw that in those scientific results I shared today, you moving to this more perfect version of yourself. And this third universal sphere is actually going to be being guided for this one to be you connecting to your highest potential. As we open up to your highest potential, what we're doing is we're still working with all of the things that you desire and manifest, but we're allowing you to be in a greater level of embodiment of your highest potential. And whatever form that is, it'll be a little unique for each of us. So as you're in this place of receiving, in your mind's eye, imagine your highest potential version of yourself walking towards you. And what does that version of you look like? What are their personal traits, their personal features? They might be confident, peaceful, loving, kind, compassionate, wise, aware. They could be illuminated. They could be financially well off. Whatever that may be that you see in your highest potential, and just be in that place of observing the you and your highest potential walking towards you, and allow them to come and stand directly in front of you. And as this third universal sphere approaches and just simply starts to expand and incorporate both of you, invite your highest potential in and literally give your highest potential a great big hug. But as you're hugging your highest potential, literally in your mind's eye, see you embodying you. So as you literally merge into each other, you are embodying those aspects within yourself. Could be more patience, more peace, more love, more kindness, more awareness, more enlightenment. And feel the energy of you, feel the vibration of you shift. As you repeat this sphere over and over again in the replays, it's in this repetition that you increase the embodiment of these vibrational aspects of yourself. As you commit to this, so you commit to embodying a different vibration, a higher vibration, your highest potential. And just feel the lightness of you, the lightness of your heart right now. Really love this new version of you. As the universal sphere continues to dissolve anything and everything that's not aligned with that which you desire. So it's really accelerating this whole process as we move to higher levels of consciousness. This whole manifestation process becomes far more direct and more rapid. Just focus on that which you desire. Feel the presence of you. Feel yourself in your highest potential as you now. You've always been that. It's never been external. It's never been separate. You have an always been everything that you desire. You have everything you need right here, right now. It's just this embodiment of this new vibration of you. Live it. Be it. And just soak this in and enjoy this highest potential version of you. So the universal sphere expands out to help you in a multitude of ways, physically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, consciously, and also potentially bringing in new things into your life to help you with this process. Know that all of these universal spheres will continue on after the session here now, helping bring in the shifts that we talked about. And as I've said before, you can come back to the replays and allow yourself to reconnect with this vibration. As you are reconnecting with this, so you are remembering your multidimensionality. You are opening up, you're raising your consciousness, you're upgrading your operating system. You are remembering you really are this divine being and you are connected with the universe. You are tapping into the unified field and the field of infinite possibilities to bring in the magic into your life. Transcend 3D. Moving into 5D and beyond, and increasing the wonderfulness, the amazement of the experience that you have of life. Take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, allow the aspect of your consciousness that's chosen to be physically embodied to come down into your body. Move 100% into your body. As you are 100% embodied, so you can live, feel, experience this physical reality to an even greater level. Feel the density of your human body. Give it lots and lots of love. This is the vehicle you designed before you came here. It's the perfect vehicle to give you all of your experiences. Give it lots of love, and as you do so, notice how the atoms, the cells, vibrate even higher, and literally you can feel this wonderfulness within you and your physical body. And at the same time, while you're feeling the connection with your physical body, notice you can still feel your connection with the universe. And whether you understand it or not, you can also feel your connection with the unified field. It's just there's something there that's supporting you. And just notice that you can be in physical form and aware of the physical and the non-physical. This is you learning to operate multidimensionally. Take another nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, just slowly and gently open your eyes. And welcome back. And I'm just going to jump off here so everyone can just stay in this beautiful space. Enjoy the rest of your day. Love and blessings to each and every one of you. And for those of you that jumped in a little bit later on, there'll just be some more information in the little page that I put all the replays in. So you can come back and check all that out and you haven't missed anything. Have a fabulous day, everyone. Love and blessings.